This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Belarus border officials say Maria Kolesnikova, a leading member of Belarus's opposition, was detained early Tuesday while trying to cross into neighboring Ukraine. The official said Kolesnikova was traveling with two other opposition movement members, Anton Rodnenskov and Ivan Kravtsov, who both successfully entered Ukraine. The circumstances of how the group ended up at the border were not immediately clear. Deputy Ukrainian Interior Minister Anton Gerashchenko wrote on Facebook that what happened Tuesday was not a voluntary departure, but rather what he called a forced expulsion. Monday brought calls from Germany and Britain demanding Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko disclose Kolesnikova's location after reports she was seized by unidentified men in Minsk. Kolesnikova was the last of three women left inside Belarus who came together in the Opposition Coordination Council to try to defeat Lukashenko in an August 9th election. He was declared the winner, but opposition parties, along with the United States and the European Union, say the poll was rigged. Kolesnikova's ally, Olga Kovalkova, went to Poland on Saturday, saying authorities forced her out of the country. While Belarus's main opposition leader, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, has been in Lithuania with her children since the election for what she says is her own safety. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas has tweeted that the European Union is, this is a quote, working flat out on a sanctions package. If Lukashenko does not change course, we will respond. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We've also got news about the upcoming presidential election, and we have an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.